Acts 8 and verse 1. Acts 8 and verse 1. The last verse in the 7th chapter and verse number 60 was a prayer of God. The last two verses, actually. Stephen, the deacon, the wonderful champion of God, cried out and said, "Lord, place not this sin upon them." And I think in some way they was looking at the man that was holding the clothes of those, Saul. And from that time on, God convicted Saul down deep in his heart that he was going the wrong direction, but he kept on going the wrong way. Saul was a stubborn man. He was of the tribe of Benjamin, just like Saul, his predecessor. Saulos de ein sin a dokon te anerese auto agenate agenato de en ekine te hemera diogmos megas epitane ekklesion te in Jerusalemois pontes de dias sporesen Karatas, Koras, Tais, Judeas, Kai, Samarias, Plain, Tone, Apostolon. Saul. The name Saul means "at one asked for." Saul of the tribe of Benjamin was the first king of Israel, but they asked for that king. God had a king for them all the time, and that was David. Always in the heart of God, God was going to give Israel a king. But it would be in his time and his man. He would be the lion of the tribe of Judah, as he did in the last two chapters of the book of Genesis. He told the story about what was going to happen, that the lion of the tribe of Judah, that the scepter would not depart from between his knees until Shiloh came, until the Lord comes. Now we have the first king of Israel and the descendant of that tribe fighting against God and his eternal purpose. Saul had murder in his heart. Acts 8 and verse 1. Saulos de aim. Moreover, Saul, he kept on consenting to the killing of him. And it became in that day a persecution great against the ecclesia, against the ones called out, the churches, in the area, in the areas of Jerusalem. It says, in Urilla Simonois. That means all of the area of Jerusalem, all of the surrounding areas of Jerusalem, north, south, east, and west. In Jerusalem's. And all they were scattered according to countries, to counties and countries, Korans, of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And the apostles were there. At this time, the apostles were there. Sin nec co mison de ton Stephano, Andres Eulabes, kai epoi eson, koi peton, megon epi or ep ato. And they recovered the body of Stephen. Men that were devout handled themselves carefully before God. These others were reckless before God. They were reckless outlaws. But these men were devout to God. They handled themselves. That the word eulabes, that means to handle yourself carefully before God. And they made a lamentation great upon him. In other words, they were very unhappy. Their spirits were broken because this great man of God was murdered. Solos Dei eula me neto, tain ecclesion kata tus oikos, eis porumenos, siron te andras, kai genekas paradido eis phalakin. But Saul, he ravaged for himself the church. Now the word church there means people. Saul was ravaging. He was raging and ravaging, and it's in the middle voice, for himself the church. From house to house. Katatus huikos. From house to house. And entering and dragging. Entering and dragging both men and women, and he kept on delivering them unto prison. Sometimes people get real mean when they're convicted of sin. Real mean. And Paul was those people. Remember all of those people with Saul? Every one of them, when they were stabbed down in their hearts by the Holy Spirit of God and Stephen's words, what did they do? They put their hands over their ears, they screamed, and they bit him with their teeth. And this man is going after everybody that names the name of Christ. Eight and verse four. Hoi man un diasporantes. Di elthon euangelesin menoi ton logo. And indeed, absolutely, therefore, having been scattered throughout, and remember what the Great Commission says, after you've been scattered without. It doesn't say, go ye therefore, because they're going to go. And there's the word right there. They are dispersed, the diaspora. After you've been dispersed throughout, they passed throughout every place preaching. Evangelizing the word. Preaching the word of God. That's what we're preaching to this day. Philippos de kata elthon eis tain polin tais samarias ekerusen autois ton Christon. But Philip. Now who is this Philip? Is this one of the deacons? But Philip, having gone down to the city of Samaria, he kept on preaching. He kept on preaching to them the Christ. He kept on preaching to them Jesus. You know, I teach some pretty deep studies in God's Word, and I have for the last 50 years. But one thing I try to do in every message that I bring out, I try to preach Christ and Him crucified, that He is the only Savior and the only answer and the only road to heaven. Religion isn't enough. You got to have Jesus. I see people over and over and over again say, well, it's just as long as you acknowledge a higher power, it'll make you happy. The Muslims acknowledge a higher power, but they're going to hell. The Catholics acknowledge a higher power, but they're going through the wrong people. Jesus and Jesus alone. You cannot go through Mary. You can't go through a priest. It's Jesus. It's not the Watchtower books that's going to get you to paradise or to the kingdom. It's not observing the law as Israel does, as the Jews do today, that gets you to paradise or the kingdom of God. It's believing in the only name under heaven and earth whereby men might be saved. And that's what Philip preached. Pros et cons, de hoi okloi, tois legomenois, hippo tu Philippu, homo thymadon, en to akuein, autos kai blepoin, ta semion, he epoie. And this great crowd, now this is the Ochloi here. This is 10 to 20,000 plus people. That's a lot of people. And this great crowd, they kept on listening to the things and giving heed to the things that Peter is, or not Peter, but Philip is saying. They were of one mind, homothemadon. They were of one passion. In that to hear them and to see the sign which he kept on doing. Here we have another great evangelist. Another great deacon and evangelist. Called to do menial tasks but preaching the word of God. In my life, I tried to serve the Lord the best way I can. I served under great men. I've served under not so great men. And I've not shirked doing menial tasks, sweeping and vacuuming church houses. I'm the only janitor we got here, isn't it? Isn't that right, Marilyn? I'm the only janitor around here. The chief cook and bottle washer and janitor. And I don't mind that. Every film, every video, every audio message you get out there, I did it. I don't have people working for me doing all of this. I did it. And I don't see it as menial task, but it is a menial task because I do that. And I preach the word of God also. Talked to Bill at Sermon Audio, and he said, "You're a one-man show, but you get it done." Yeah. I don't do it for me, I do it for you. Donald Grewar, Nancy Justice, all of you people all over the world, Troy, Mark, Randy, Jim, all of you, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, I don't even know who all you people are. Every now and then somebody will write me a note and say, "I've been listening to you for years." They'll give money, which is wonderful because this all takes money to keep this going, you know. I just had to order about $600 or $700 of supply just for the DVDs and CDs. I need a new camera and all kinds of stuff. Yep, we need money. And sometimes I'm the only source of that. Thank you. Thank you for writing. Please tell me you're listening. We need you. I need the encouragement. These two deacons, Philip and Stephen, did menial tasks. And yet they were great preachers. I tried to preach the Word of God in its truth and purity the best that I can. That's my God's called job to do. All his other menial things, that's okay too. Poloi gar ton ekon ton numata akarthaton bonto phone megale ex air kononto poloi de parale minoi kai kaloi ethe ra nu thaison. For many of the ones having spirits unclean, akarthia. The word Kathy comes from that word right there. Kathy means to be clean. Catherine, Kathy, Kathleen, all of those, that word means, that's where it comes from, is this word right here. Of course, there's a lot of Kathys in the world that aren't clean, but that's what the name means. Even Jezebel defied and wasn't worthy of her name. Now the word Jezebel is a terrible derogatory term. Spirits unclean, akarthartha, and crying and bellering and screaming in voices great. They kept on coming out of many people. And having been paralyzed and lame, they were all healed. Verse number 8. Again, ato de pole kara en te pale ekaine. And became much joy in the city of Samaria, or in that city. Much joy. The word of God with salvation brings much joy to people. It is the only way and whereby we will go to God and come to know God. Aner de tis onomate Simon pro pe perkein en te pole magion kai ex istanon to ethnos tes Samarias legon ene tina yauton megon. A certain man by the name of Simon. He kept on existing in the city. And he kept on practicing sorcery. And astonishing the nation, the people, the ethnic people here, saying to be a certain to himself great. In other words, he kept making himself to be something special. This Simon. Now, Simon means what? One who hears. Now, this man was he was practicing sorcery, so seeing, he was a prophet, he was a sorcerer. He was a witch. Going back a long time before this, there was another witch in the Bible, another soothsayer, and his name was Goliath. Remember Goliath, that Nephilim? The Goliath of the Philistines and these four brothers? Well, the word Goliath means soothsayer. It means prophet. It means a magician, a sorcerer. And here we have another prophet and another sorcerer. Another magician in Samaria, making himself out to be something great. Verse number 10. Ho pros ekon pontes apo mikru. Eos megalu legantes hutos esten he dynamis tu theu he kalomene megale. And to whom they kept on paying heed. All the ones from small to great, from important people down to slaves, saying, this one, he is and he has and he's a possessor of the power of God. The one, the God being called great. Verse number 11. Prosecum. De auto diato icano chrono toi tes meges ex aeta cane autus. And they kept on giving heed to him because there is enough time, or worthy time, that his sorceries, and they kept on being struck out of their senses because of what he was doing. He was a magician from the dark side. Verse number 12. Hote de epistuson to Philippo euangelis omeno perites basileus tu theu kai tu onomatis Jesu Christu e baptizonte Andres te kai genekes. Moreover, when they believed completely, the Philip, he was preaching concerning the kingdom of God and the name and the authority of Jesus. The word onomates there, that means the name of Jesus. Jesus said, go out and baptize in my name. and my authority. He gave that church his authority. Jesus did miracles, and he gave his people the ability to do miracles. And they kept on being baptized and dipped men, both men and women. Verse number 13. Ho de Simon kai autos episousen kai baptistes ein pros kar turon to Philippon or Philippo theron te Simeon kai dynamis megales genomenos existata. But Simon also, he himself wanted to believe. And having been baptized, he kept on attaching himself to Philip, beholding both signs and powerful and great wonders happening, and he kept on being struck out of his senses. Right there, we're going to quit right there, and we're going to go back and read this in the Amplified Bible. Up to verse number 13. And Saul was not only consenting to the Stephen's death, he was pleased and entirely approving on that day, and a great and severe persecution broke out against the churches, the assemblies, which were in all parts of Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles, the special messengers of God. And a party of devout men with others, helped to carry out and bury Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul shamefully treated and laid waste to the church continuously in cruelty and violence, and entering house to house and dragged out men and women and committing them into prisons. Now those who were scattered abroad went throughout the land from place to place preaching the glad tidings and the word, that is, the doctrine concerning the attainment through Christ of salvation in the kingdom of God. Philip, the deacon, not the apostle, went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ, the Messiah, to the people. And great crowds of people with one accord listened to and heeded what was said by Philip as they heard him and watched the miracles and wonders which he kept on performing from time to time. And foul spirits came out of many of them who were possessed by them, and screaming and shouting with loud voices, and many who were suffering from palsy or crippled were restored to health. And there was great rejoicing in that city. But there was a man named Simon who had formerly practiced magic arts in that city to the utter amazement of the Samaritan nation, claiming that he himself was an extraordinary and distinguished person, something special. And they all paid earnest attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying that this man is that exhibition of the power of God, which is called great and intense. And they were attentive and made much of him, because of the long time he had amazed and bewildered and dazzled them with all of his skill and magical arts. But when they believed the good news of the gospel about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ the Messiah, as Philip preached it, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, that is, he adhered to and trusted in and relied on the teaching of Philip. And after being baptized, devoted himself constantly to him, and seeing signs and miracles and great powers, which were being performed, he was utterly amazed. The history of God's people, the history of the apostles, the history of the churches. That's what we see. But there's only one message, people. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He died for your sins, He was raised for your justification, and you can be saved today like they were then. We don't need all the miracles today. We must believe. God is the same God today that He was when Peter was preaching Him, when Stephen preached Him, and when Philip preached Christ. You can be saved today. You can follow Jesus Christ wherever you are. Our Heavenly Father, we send another message out for your honor, for your glory. Father, please forgive me where I failed you. Touch each and every heart out there that's in the hearing of the words all over the world. Help these be useful words. Help them to witness and help them to be encouraged and to live for you this day. And please be with my wife too and her health issues.